Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to begin by acknowledging this late amendment, recommending a sum of $500,000 be put back to buy some precious additional time for these services. I regret, however, that $500,000 is still being cut and that a further $300,000 is proposed for next year. Can I also say I welcomed the budget principles that Labour set last year? What I regret, however, is that more diligence and energy wasn't putting into ensuring that these principles were not put into practice when a decision was made to withdraw £1 million of funding with 12 weeks' notice from some of our most vulnerable residents and valued voluntary partners. This was a terrible mistake, and it is not the way this council or this administration should be doing business. If the administration had felt the need to review these services, a decision neither the opposition nor the voluntary sector are against, then that process should have started last May to allow a genuine 12-month consultation as part of a wide review of old people's services. Whoever is responsible for the cuts, the only thing the elderly and vulnerable people of Southwark want and expect of us is that their councillors will stand up for them and make the right choices. I must also say that as welcome as the $500,000 is, this additional money will only serve a purpose if a genuine and comprehensive consultation, which includes our voluntary partners, takes place to ensure the value-added services, additional match funding, and quality of the offer that the voluntary sector partners provide is protected in any new model. As Vice Chair of Health Scrutiny, I hope that the $500,000 will allow myself and my colleagues on Health Scrutiny from all parties to play an important role in making recommendations to help support this review. Finally, I would urge councillors from all parties to visit voluntary day centres and lunch clubs in our borough. I believe you will be genuinely moved and impressed with the dedication and professionalism of the managers, the staff and volunteers, and the difference these services make to vulnerable elderly people. Can I also pay tribute to the organisations, the service users and the relatives who, sick with worry, have campaigned and turned up tonight to save their centres. And thank councillors Ian Wingfield, Richard Livingston, Neil Coyle, and Harriet Harman for responding to and reaching above party politics to my request for dialogue and for the Cabinet to think again. The future of our day centres is far from secure, but this amendment partially reverses your previous decision and gives us an opportunity, but only, I say, if a genuine commitment exists on all sides to do the work that should have been done before. This campaign has reminded me why I became a politician. To represent my constituents and protect the most vulnerable people in our society. They ask only, those who are most vulnerable ask only one thing of Southwark councillors, that we have an obligation and a responsibility to make informed decisions, protect the most vulnerable and make the right choices. Thank you.